Step 4, be a nuisance. Boycotts and sidewalk protests aren't the only way to wreak havoc with Trump's businesses. What if a whole lot of people made reservations at Trump hotels and resorts, and then all those people changed their minds right before the cancellation deadline? Now, I'm not suggesting anyone do this, of course. I'm just wondering what would happen. And what if customers who really did want to book reservations had a hard time getting through because so many other people were calling to express their views on Trump's attacks on the EPA or mass detentions of immigrants or losing their health insurance?
I never said repeal it and replace it within 64 days. I have a long time.
Now, if you go this route, please be polite. The person answering the phone almost certainly gets paid less than they deserve and could be secretly trying to form a union.